There's a gay spirit singing in our heart, leading us through these troubled times. The gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT. And this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten. And I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. I also slip in songs from the present as well. I introduce this segment with the song Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy, from the 1979 album Walls to Roses. It's one of my favorite gay anthems, and here's just a little more of it.
The gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. The gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
I'm starting off tonight's show with several pop and cabaret artists. The first is Michael Callan, whom I consider one of the saints of gay music. I've played his music on the show before, but have not had a chance to play his song, Crazy World. Callan died of AIDS in 1993, and this song is from a collection of his material released in 1996 called Legacy. I'm following it with a song by a new artist, Kurt Whiting. He was nice enough to send me an advance pressing of his song, Bring Him to Me, from his CD, which is scheduled to be released in the spring. And after Kurt's song is a beautiful version of the old Shelley Fabre song, Johnny Angel. This time it's by Patrick Arena and Andy Monroe from their CD Nightcap from 1999.
Where boy gets boy and girl gets girl, it seems to me we're all just victims of anatomy. Can't they see we live in a crazy world? I'm so lonely, I feel like the only one who ever felt this way. I could deceive them, but I'll never believe them, no matter what other people say. I'm gonna stay with you, in this crazy world. They're always saying this world needs more love, but somehow not our kind. It makes no sense how they pick and choose. Could use more love, however we'll find it. Then I'm reminded, hey, we live in a crazy world. Tell me why I should have to justify the way I
drive us insane,
and already crazy. could use more love, however we find it. I'm reminded, hey, we live in a crazy world. I say love's okay anywhere, anyway. Don't you agree? So come and play with me. We'll play at being free. I think that they need to see how beautiful such love can be. That might fix this mixed up craze.
God, bring him to me. Oh God, where can he be? Building a life somewhere, building a sometimes you have to wait and wait and wait, and it feels like it's so late, so late, so late. But you're headed towards this place through a labyrinth of mystery that keeps you in the dark till your heart can fully see.
begins to fly. how it's gonna be. Other fellas call me up for a date, but I just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel, 'cause I love him, and I pray that someday he'll love me. And together we will see how lovely heaven can be. I'm in heaven, I get carried away. I dream of him and me, and how it's gonna be. Other fellas call me up for a date, but I just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel, 'cause I love him. I pray someday he'll love me, and together we will see how lovely heaven can be. Heaven can be. And together we will see how lovely heaven can be.
Johnny Angel, as I mentioned, is from the CD called Nightcap, which is a wonderful cabaret jazz album with Patrick Arena on vocals and Annie Monroe on piano. That CD won a Glamma Award last year for Best Debut Album. Since there will be so many obscurities heard on this show, I thought those of you on the internet would like to be able to see photos of the artists and recordings and view the playlist. So I've set up a special webpage just for this show. It's at http://hometown.aol.com/QMHeritage. And I'll repeat this address later in the show. Now for a change of pace. On this show, I will also play songs by straights singing about gays, because how we have been portrayed is also part of our culture. There have been a lot of gay parody songs recorded over the years. Some were borderline homophobic, and some I can remember being a little offended by at the time that I can now look back on with amusement. The first of these that I'm going to play even made it into the Billboard Top 100, but only to number 97, and only for 1 week. It did it late in July 1969, just a month after Stonewall. It was Steve Greenberg singing Big Bruce. And I'm following it with The Ballad of Ben Gay from 1974 by, according to the label, Ben Gay and the Silly Savages. And Ben Gay is followed by a song that I doubt ever made the radio.
The folk history of America is the history of its heroes. Big working men like John Henry, Paul Bunyan, and Big Bad John. But today I'd like to introduce a new folk hero, He didn't work in a mine or on a railroad or any of those strenuous occupations. He worked in a beauty salon, and his name was Bruce. Well, the beauty salon, every morning at 10, Big Bruce arrived and kind of tiptoed in. He wore bell-bottom pants and a polka-dot tie, and whenever he spoke, it was just to say, "Hi, Big Bruce." Big Bad Bruce. Everyone knew when he swished into town, you could smell his perfume for miles around. He stood 6'5" and weighed 106, with a curl in his hair and a smile on his lips. Big Bruce. Big old Bruce. The boys all say he's from Abilene, where he had a social group called the Lone Star Queens. Some say Hollywood or Beverly Hills, where he got arrested for passing $3 bills. That's Bruce. Double Bruce. Then came the day of that terrible fire. Something went wrong in the number 5 dryer. Into the chaos of those matronly dames went Big Bad Bruce, led just to fan in the flames. Big Bruce. Big Bad Brucey Woosey. Well, the flames grew higher and the fire got worse, and someone heard Brucey cry, "Mercy, I forgot my purse!" Into the fire with a squeal and a shout. We waited an hour, but he never came out. Poor Bruce. Poor old Bruce. Where that salon once stood, there's a grocery store. But his name will live forevermore in the annals of time and in the hall of fame as the gay young cat who went down in flames. Big Bruce. You might say this has been kind of a fairy tale.
I'm Ben Gay. I'd like to dedicate this number to Wayne and Bruce and all my friends at the Chartreuse Moose. 1, 2, buckle your shoe. Okay, boys, let's slap it from the bottom. Want to be a cowboy? That's what I tried to be. Wanted to be a cowboy, but they poked fun at me. Dreamed of riding horses, roving and herding cattle. Oh, how those brutes terrorized me when they saw my velvet saddle. Can I help it if my skin's delicate? Of course not. I tried to be a wrangler. Really and truly I tried, but after this experience, I'll stick to pony rides. Should have seen the way they looked, their faces all turned pale. Each time I took my brush out and ratted my horse's tail, I thought I looked just darling. Okay, boys, play the bridge. Not that kind of bridge, you silly savages. You want Ben Gay all over you? A cowboy's life is not for me. In fact, it was a curse. Wanna know why I gave up? They took away my purse. Now my wrangling days are over, but I can honestly say, whoever heard of a cowboy named Hopalong Ben Gay?
I don't know why they took my purse. They have saddlebags, don't they? If you want to be a wrangler, take Ben's advice, hang loose. Come see old Wayne and me. We'll be at the Chartreuse Moose. Fix you up, whatever. They laughed at me when I ripped my pantyhose, pulling them over my spurs.
Now, deep in the heart of Texas, I met a cowboy named Alexis, who was a great big strapping guy of 6'6". Now, all the girls in Texas were simply mad about Alexis, till they learned that nature plays some funny tricks. Though he was big and strong, there was something wrong. Alexis had no sexes. Now, I've seen a few, but I never knew. They grew such guys in Texas, 'cause usually that's the kind you see deep in the heart of Greenwich Village. When he roped cattle, he rode side saddle down on his range in Texas. Yes, home on the range he was strange. When the cowgirls would ask for a kiss, it was seldom they heard an encouraging word. He was a prairie fairy. Oh, yippee-ki-yay, I'm the queen of the May, deep in the heart of Texas. Now his horse was just swell and smelled of Chanel, just like our friend Alexis. He even had a steer which acted queer, just like our friend Alexis. This prairie flower would sit by the hour, and all day long he would sing this song. Give me some men who were stout-hearted men, who can ride, who can rope, who would like to elope. Clap, 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 deep in the heart of Texas.
That last song was called Homo the Range, and was from 1955 by Bob Peck from his album Songs That Never Made the Hymnal. Sounds like a good title. My next song is from a very rare album from Germany from 1975. The name of the group is The Flying Lesbians. So you can guess that the music is very out lyrically. Only three of the songs on the album were not sung in German. This one is called I'm a Lesbian, How About You? I think it's quite early for an openly lesbian song, and I wouldn't be surprised if this is the first time it's being played on the radio in America. I'm following it with Maxine Feldman singing Angry Athis from her 1979 album, Closet Sale.
Expecting you to get the bridal vow I do. Get a man that you don't like. Never them all, tell them you're a lesbian.
I hate not being able hold my lover's hand, except under some dimly lit table, afraid of being who I am.
Angry Athis by Maxine Feldman was written in early 1969, before Stonewall, and finally made it onto a 45 3 years later. It is considered to be the first openly lesbian song. I featured Maxine Feldman as my spotlight artist earlier this year, but I wanted to play that song again now as a lead-in to tonight's spotlight feature. In a 1971 issue of The Advocate, there was an article about Maxine as having the earliest openly lesbian song, and about another artist who had recorded the first gay liberation song. I'll be back in just a few seconds to tell you who that artist is. This would be a good time to take a break and remind you that you are listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT Houston. Also, be sure to listen to KPFT every Saturday night at midnight for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's queer radio with attitude. Tonight's spotlight artist is Madeline Davis. She has a long history of activism and music. She is credited with writing and recording the first explicitly gay liberation song. The song is called Stonewall Nation. It was written after she participated in her first gay march in Albany, New York in June of 1970. And she got to sing it at her second gay pride march, and for many years she sang it at many pride venues. She related to me that during those early years, it was often heard at Oscar Wilde Bookstore in Greenwich Village during Pride Month. She wasn't just singing during those years. She was one of the early members of the Madison Society of the Niagara Frontier, joining just a few months after its start in Buffalo in 1970. She was president of that chapter in 1972 and very active in various capacities until it finally folded in the late 80s. One of her biggest accomplishments was in 1972, when she was elected as the first openly lesbian delegate to a major national political convention. It was, of course, the Democratic Convention that nominated McGovern. and Jim Foster from San Francisco was the first gay male delegate elected that same year. Also in 1972, she co-formulated and taught the first course on and entitled Lesbianism at a major U.S. university, the State University of New York in Buffalo. There's more to tell about her, but you've waited long enough to hear the first gay liberation song, Stonewall Nation, by Madeline Davis. Here's a little more of the Madeline Davis bio. In 1993, she co-authored with Elizabeth Lipovsky Kennedy the book Boots of Leather, Slippers of Gold, which is a history of the lesbian community in Buffalo from 1935 to 1965. It was the first history of a working-class gay community, and the book won a Lammy Award for Best Lesbian Studies and several other national prizes. In recent years, she's also been active in an all-lesbian theater group, singing in a choir and writing music. She says she has about 40 more songs she's written that she wants to record. And here's another interesting sidelight. In 1995, she was chosen poster girl for a tattoo show held by an arts theater center. The poster made of her was not only a big hit and was stolen as soon as any were put up, but it was chosen best color poster of the year by an industry association and won a gold medal. She gave me permission to showcase the poster on my website for this show. It's quite a revealing and surprising photo. And now, for those of you suddenly wishing, darn, I wish I'd paid attention when he gave out that website address, it's at http://hometown.aol.com/QMHeritage. I want to play two more songs by Madeline Davis. They are both from her 1983 cassette, Daughter of All Women. I asked her about these songs, and I'd rather quote her words to describe them. She said, "Boots of Leather was written for all the butch women I've ever known and loved. I think it depicts their beauty, their strength, and their core of pain to have grown through the difficulties of their adolescence, both physically and socially. Of course, these were the women who came out during the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and perhaps a few in the 70s, not much beyond. After that, the world changed so much that although women can still be butch and strong and beautiful, they can't be any of those things in the same way they were pre-Stonewall. The world was so different then, and you can't step into the same river twice." The song "My Mother Was a Lady" is a women's song. It was written during the early years of the women's movement and expresses anger, independence, and a forthright declaration of lesbian love. I like it because I think it's fun to sing. I don't get angry often, and sometimes it's cleansing to sing a pissed-off song. So here's Madeline Davis singing "Boots of Leather" and "My Mother Was a Lady."
Oh, she walks in boots of leather and slippers made of gold. She will be a child forever, forever she'll be old. She's the heroine of legends, she's the eagle and the dove. She's the daughter of the moon, she's my sister and my love.
Sister.
Oh, my mother was a lady. My mother was a whore. My mother was a scullery maid who swept a kitchen floor. I'm the daughter of all women, and I've borne all women's pains, and the blood of every woman runs inside this woman's veins. Growing up in New York City, growing up in Illinois, I remember all the good things that you gave to little boys. Gave them learning, gave them power, gave them lots of room to grow. When I said I wanted some of that, you laughed and answered no. Growing up and finding women were the softest things around, and the strongest and the kindest and the best love that I found. All the people started whispering, she's acting mighty queer. Oh, you better go lock your children up and get her out of here. And I've borne all women's pains, and the blood of every woman runs inside this woman's veins. When you told me I was something that the Lord would not allow, you expected suffer, you expected me to bow. All your ministers and doctors were as clever as could be. They could not succeed in changing the reality of me. I'm a woman who loves women in the best way that I can. My decision's very clear, I'm not supporting any man. Shame me with your strict morality, but I'm living my own life now, and with the women I am free. Oh, my mother was a lady, my mother was a whore, my mother was a scullery maid who swept a kitchen floor. I'm the daughter of all women, and I've borne all women's pains, and the blood of every woman runs inside this woman's veins.
I want to follow Madeline Davis with a song by a friend of hers, Leah Zachary. Leah recorded one of our anthems in 1990 on her cassette, Wouldn't That Be Fun, and I've been meaning to play it for some time. The song is called Glory, Glory, and if you listen closely to the end of it, you can hear Madeline Davis singing the counterpoint melody.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming out of queers. Homophobes have trampled on our rights, they've done so out of fear. We have loosed our rising anger, and now it's plainly clear that gays are marching on. Glory, glory, I'm a lesbian. Glory, glory, I'm a gay man. Glory, glory, I'm a homosexual. I am truth marching on. In our homes and on street corners, we have been condemned to die. We were murdered in the Holocaust by Hitler and his lies. AIDS is killing all our people whom the government denies. But gays keep marching on. Glory, glory, I'm a lesbian. Glory, glory, I'm a gay man. Glory, glory, I'm a homosexual.
ritual, I am truth marching on. In the beauty of our loving, we have let ourselves be free. We will heal our wounds through justice for all humanity. We will not deny our freedom or our sexuality. We will keep marching on. Glory, glory, I'm a lesbian. Glory, glory, I'm a gay man. Glory, glory, I'm a homosexual. I am truth marching on. Glory, glory, I'm a lesbian. Glory, glory, I'm a gay man. Glory, glory, I'm a homosexual. I am truth marching on.
That was Glory, Glory by Leah Zakari. This has been a mostly historical show, but now I want to play two songs from what I consider to be the best openly gay CD of this year. The artist is Mark Weigel. In 1998, he released his first CD called The Truth Is, which was one of my favorites of that year. It's a wonderful folk CD with glimpses of country on some tracks, and the songs are very out lyrically. So I was very ready for his follow-up album this year, and I wasn't disappointed. His new release is called All That Matters. The two songs I picked are not only my favorites from the album, but show a variety of content. The first song, called A Good Day, celebrates waking up in the morning with the man you love. Here's a recording of Mark giving it a more proper introduction.
Well, what I'm shooting for with A Good Day is to have it be that song that you want to put on first thing in the morning, you know, and you wake up happy and it's going to be a good day. And, you know, I have certain songs that I reach for on days like that. And I wanted to start off the record with something you could put in at that cool moment. And Good Day is about, it's about that buzz you have the morning after a nice night of romance. You know what I mean? And, I just started humming this tune on one of those mornings and there it is.
I can hear him now. It's gonna be a good day. 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 It's gonna be a good day.
I want to thank you for listening to Queer Music Heritage. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I've featured, including maybe where to track them down, I'd be glad to help. So please email me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. I promised two songs by Mark Weigel. The other one I'm playing is a song that I especially appreciate because there are just not that many songs written to honor older gay people. And this song honors a love between two men that lasted decades. So here's Mark Weigel introducing and then singing the title track from his album, All That Matters.
I'm really happy about that song, All That Matters. There's so many folks out there who've shared lives together for like 40, 50 years. You know, you hear stories about two men or two women who met out on the farm in some small town, like when they were teenagers, maybe before the word gay even existed or before they'd ever heard the word homosexual. And I'm just really into honoring people's, our experiences in particular with songs. And, you know, we waited for our lovers to come home from the war, just like straight people did in the movies, right? And the narrator of the song believes that God will understand his love for his partner.
My friend, his clothes in our closet still smell like him. All these years we kept in two bedrooms, the one we dusted and the one we used. Guess we did that for all of you. The truth is, the truth is, all that matters to me now. Wasn't he handsome today in his uniform, just like the day he back in 44. All the while that he was over there, we were brave, we were scared. I always knew losing him would be more than I could bear. Cause he made me to love. Charles Anderson. The truth.